Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. Emmanuel Macron reacted regarding the McKinsey case, stating that it is normal for the justice system to do its job. Two investigations are open concerning the links between the American consulting firm and the head of state during the presidential election of 2017 and 2022. Suspicions of illegal financing and favoritism are weighing upon the campaigns of the current president. And Emmanuel Macron is currently in Dijon for the International Day to Fight Violence Against Women. According to the Élysée, the objective is to meet the actors in the field. The head of state called for continued efforts to fight this scourge, which was established as a great national cause of both of his five-year terms. A solemn march was organized late this afternoon in Tonnens in the Lot-et-Garonne in memory of Vanessa, the teenager killed last week. In this case, the main suspect, a 31-year-old father, handed himself into the police. He was indicted for rape, murder, and forcible confinement of a minor. 3 days to help the poorest. The food bank is launching its big national collection today. 130 volunteers are mobilized until Sunday in 8,000 stores to collect donations. They will then be distributed to people in need within an especially difficult context. According to food banks, the number of people benefiting from their help has increased by 9% compared to the same period last year. Reviving the Franco-German couple is the whole point of Elisabeth Borne's visit to Berlin today. The Prime Minister will meet with Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Among the points of tension between Paris and Berlin are the European defense and energy issues. And then the World Cup and a hard blow for Brazil. Neymar will not participate in the match against Switzerland. The striker injured his right ankle yesterday during the meeting against Serbia. He suffers from a sprain and could be sidelined until the round of 16. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.